Proclamation number 3338 of 21st of November, 1944. Love work. Beginning redemption. Every human being should contribute his share to salvation, and he can also do so if only he gives an example of a life of love. For by doing so he also encourages his fellow human beings to live a life of love as soon as love is shown to him at all times. Only love is redeeming, and only then can humanity be released from its spiritual and earthly distress if it decides to live a life of love. This will loosen the soul's cover, and at the same time the suffering on earth, which is often a means to stimulate the human being into a life of love, can also be alleviated. But people do not heed admonitions and warnings, they continue to remain unkind, their thoughts and actions are far removed from love, and thus they create an unbearable fate for themselves on earth. They are themselves the cause of suffering and misery directly through their unkindness and indirectly that they need a sharp antidote in order to change. But if the individual human being endeavors to live a life of love, he will banish suffering for himself and his surroundings, for God will reduce it because he will come ever closer to him to the same extent as the human being practices love. Because he will now keep suffering away from him or help him to bear it if it is necessary for the sake of his fellow human being's souls. And every work of love attracts God. With every work of love the human being creates a weapon against suffering. He can now easily overcome it and thus increasingly recognizes the power of love. But above all, a life of love loosens the cover which still surrounds the soul. And this is incipient redemption. It makes itself able to receive God's radiation, His Spirit. It gives life to the Spirit within itself. The cover is broken which prevented a rapprochement between Spirit and soul. If a person lives a life of love for his fellow human beings, then the spiritual spark in him can connect with God's emanation. And where this can work, the spiritual spark in the soul of his fellow human being will also try to break through his cover by urging the person to do good works and trying to make himself heard. Thus a good example will always inspire imitation, for this is the strength of love, the strength of the spirit which is awakened through love and which is constantly active and also seeks to make contact with the spiritual spark in the fellow human being. For the spiritual spark in the human being is part of God, and everything divine strives towards each other. But where the divine breaks through in a human being, there is also redemption. The earthbound soul becomes free. It casts off all shackles and comes closer to its original state again, the state of complete freedom. And only love can bring this about. Therefore, every human being should only practice love, to bless himself and his neighbor. He should set a good example and know that he will not only break the soul's bonds but also reduce earthly suffering, but that increasing unkindness also means an increase in earthly suffering and that humanity will fall into an increasingly dark spiritual state from which nothing but love can redeem it. Amen.